It was fairly late in the evening one day at college, and my friend and I were the only ones that were still up in my suite. Most people were probably asleep by then. We had been outside on the balcony smoking weed and had just come inside to sit down in the lounge. I was still in the mindset that we needed to avoid having sex all the time so that we could maintain our friendship, so I had been trying to ignore my horniness, which was incredibly difficult because the sex I was having with my friend was intense and passionate, and every time I was around him, my pussy would start to feel warm, my clit would throb. I'd have to calm myself down, distract myself, whatever it took to focus on the present. And now here we were again, alone, late at night. We sat for a few moments in silence, several feet apart, until he broke it, asking me to come over to him. I stood and walked over, and he gave me a look that meant he wanted to fuck. And so did I. Without speaking, I started to straddle him on my knees on the couch. I immediately started to kiss him, parting my lips against his and slipping my tongue in his mouth. As we started to make out, I started to grind my wetting pussy against his cock. He responded enthusiastically, thrusting himself upward to meet me when I was grinding down. We continued like that for a few minutes, grinding against each other, before he pulled back and just said, "Let's go." "Where are we going?" I asked him, breathy, removing myself from his lap and standing up. He stood up too and positioned himself behind me, placing his hands on my waist and pushing me forward gently towards the door. "I'm not sure yet," he said, continuing to guide me towards the front of the suite. When we reached the front door, he placed his hands on my back and slid them upwards, indicating to me that he wanted me to arch it. I did so, stretching my arms out to press my hands against the door, and I could hear him unbuckle his pants. He pulled down my leggings, and I could feel the head of his cock against the lips of my pussy. "This is just a preview," he said, pushing himself into me in one solid stroke. He remained there for a few blissful moments before pulling out and buckling his pants back up. I pulled up my leggings and he opened the front door and out we went. We started walking downstairs in complete silence until we reached the basement. There were several rooms down there and he started to walk towards the laundry room. "No way," I said, rolling my eyes. "I'm not gonna fuck you in the laundry room. It's way too cliche." "Fine, in here then," he replied, gesturing to a set of double doors on our right. I pushed through the door on the right and stepped into the dark room, looking around, trying to discern what room we were actually in. I noticed a bunch of metal equipment, big garbage cans, a stack of wooden pallets against the wall, and other things that made it clear we were in a storeroom for the campus facilities staff. The floor was concrete and there was a big open space in the middle of the room. He walked me over to the middle and pushed me down onto my knees. As I was looking up at him, he undid his belt again and pulled out his cock, which was already nice and hard for me. Suddenly there was a loud noise that came from just outside the door, and I looked up, startled. "It's fine," he assured me. "It's just us here." I returned my attention to his cock and flicked my tongue up and down his head before lightly sucking him into my mouth. I started to bob my head back and forth, working him in my mouth. And just as I started to take him a little deeper, he pulled me off and pulled me back up. He quickly flipped my body around so my back was against him, and he started pushing me forward. "Tell me you love it when I fuck you," he said. "I do love it when you fuck me," I replied very honestly. Right after my response, he spanked me, hard. Still walking forward, he continued to spank me until we had reached the stack of wooden pallets balanced against the wall. I grabbed onto one of the slats and arched my back as he pulled down my leggings, rubbed his cock up and down a few times, and pushed himself inside me once more. I immediately started to moan, his thick cock filling my pussy, and I could feel myself dripping. As he fucked me, he gradually got rougher and rougher with his pounding. My arms were outstretched against the wooden pallets, and suddenly, with one deep and powerful thrust, he lifted me up off the ground. I screamed. He let me back down and just continued to pound into me, to the point that one of my hands actually pushed through one of the wooden slats. Abruptly, he pulled out, flipped me around again, and pushed me forward. He told me to get on the ground, and I quickly did, staring up at him, desperate to feel his cock back inside me. He got on top of me and entered my pussy again, filling me up and fucking me so hard I was moaning uncontrollably. I wrapped my legs around his waist as he fucked me, letting him get as deep as possible. I could feel an orgasm building, and I started to pace my breathing. I knew I was going to come hard. Each time he pounded into me, I got a little closer to coming, until finally I was right on the edge. I could feel my pussy tensing, and after he thrust it into me one more time, I started to come. It felt like what I imagined free-falling to feel like jumping off a cliff of pure pleasure. As I spasmed on his cock, he fucked me as hard as he could, using my pussy until he came inside me. I was still spasming slightly as he thrust it into me a few more final times. He pulled out and we both stood up slowly, putting our pants back on and adjusting ourselves. Once we were both ready, we headed back out of the facilities room, back upstairs to the first floor. He lived on the opposite side of campus, so we said goodnight and I went back up to my suite. I ended up smoking again on the balcony before I went to bed, replaying the sex over and over in my head. Eventually, I finished smoking and I went back to my room, got in bed, and I passed out.